It's time for some scone scoring.
Pew, 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 pew.
Good morning, Ruben.
Hello, Liam. How are you, my friend?
I'm very well. How are you?
I am marvellous.
Better.
Yeah, I was so... Oh, man, I was death's door last week. Drips in my arm and stuff. Horrible stuff. Yeah, no, I was like... Yikes. I drove to the after hours and they said to me, how did you get here? And I said, I drove. They're like, oh, God. Like, that was really? How bad it was. They're like, you shouldn't have driven here, man.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Drama, hey, it happens sometimes.
Yeah, but here we are.
Hey, you're back.
I'm back.
And you brought props.
Oh, mate, I thought I'd up the ante this week. I thought that we...
this is wild.
We're doing a live on the air Scone review. This could be
okay,
a first
ever.
Okay,
you're allowed to open it. You're allowed to open it.
So... This week's scone review is coming to us courtesy of a kin. I've talked about these scones before, but we've never done a full review of it. So this is a curveball. This is a sweet scone.
Oh, ha, ha, what? We've got a sweet scone. Oh, my God. That looks magnificent.
This is magnificent. So
that looks insane.
This is going to be so difficult to eat. So we're talking, for the listeners at home that can't see this, which is all of them, we've got a beige-coloured piece of baking. You'd formerly know as a scone. Yep. A little bit of icing sugar on top. It's been cut in half, and inside we can see some cream.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what, Liam, if I remove the top layer.
Jam. Oh, yeah. Oh, we got some jam going
there's
on.
There's a jammy center.
Oh, whoa. And it's like they're not skimping on that jam.
No, in fact, I might just go get a knife for us so we can.
Yes, yeah. That might be an appropriate idea. We didn't really think this one through with the utensils here, but this is looking absolutely phenomenal, and I have to say I love cream. And actually, more so than that, I've forgotten the term now, but I was watching Nigella Lawson the other night.
Love Nigella,
and I think it's the Swedes have a term for, like, and I can't unfortunately remember quite what it is. But they have a term for, like, putting such large slices of butter on something that it leaves teeth marks.
Yeah. I'm all about that.
Yeah, me too.
So grab yourself a half a scone.
Yeah, right. Oh, it's very fluffy.
So, first off, before we taste it, what do you think of the total structure here?
I tell you what, it's incredibly light in my hand.
It is incredibly light.
It's incredibly light.
That's the thing. You want a good structure, but you also want a lot of air in a scone, I think.
Yeah.
I believe this is a berry compote, not just a jam, so there's a bit of an acidity to it.
Oh, okay.
Let's have a wee bite.
All right.
Mm. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's slapping.
So this is from... This is from a kin.
Yeah, right.
Just celebrated their first birthday the other week.
Oh, they did too, yeah.
A fantastic spot for a morning coffee. And I have to say, like, I've been wanting to bring one of these scones in for weeks because...
Oh, it's quite soft, actually.
It's just an incredibly good sweet scone.
Like, yeah, that's
I'm
insane.
Not a sweet scone guy usually, but man.
Because, like, I think when you have a topping, like, cream, because it's so light and fluffy, you can, like, lose the texture of things. Like, you can lose the texture of the scone, but you don't hear. Damn, that's slapping.
My moustache is filled with cream.
Yeah, now, this had just got me, because I immediately saw the cream all over the moustache.
Yeah.
Now, this must make life an ordeal for you.
It's better than going through life without the moustache, we'll put it that way. I shaved the moustache the last time,
beautiful.
About 7 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
It's not I'm not like a Ned Flanders around here, but it's enough to notice it. And I look about 5 years younger without it.
Yeah, right,
so
right.
I looked about 17 at the time when I shaved it last. Well, no, probably 16.
I can't even envision you without one, actually.
I know. Well, the new addition of the sideburns,
which
need a bit of a trim. No, I think it's a core part of my personality. But back on the scone topic, it does get in the way of cream scones, which is not something I would say I eat regularly. But, man, I'll tell you what, after eating this scone...
Yeah.
I really like...
This is clearly not a jam. It's clearly, like...
It's got a good acidity to it, eh?
A compote thing.
Yeah. Now, this is a $6 scone, which is slightly more expensive than what you might pay elsewhere, but not by much, and for what you get, I think it's a very good
deal. Say, like, this
deal.
Is pretty big.
Obviously, you're subbing out butter for jam and cream, which I think is fine. I don't think you need jam, butter, and cream, unless it's a bad scone.
No, that would probably be a bit excessive.
I think if it's not a good scone, you'd need the butter as well. But I think the butter content of the scone is quite appropriate.
Like, it's not dry at all without the butter. Mm. Or it just means it's a really good scone. Oh, exceptionally light. Wow.
Mm.
Akin, you've smashed it out of the park with this one. Well done.
They, you know, they really have, haven't they? They really have. You know, and I think it's something that I want to see more of in Christchurch is creative scones. You know?
Oh, totally, totally.
No, like, if you can't reliably nail the cheese scone, which I think only one cafe in Christchurch has hit 10 out of 10 on all the marks, and perhaps we can talk about them next week. And perhaps maybe I'll bring one of those in.
Oh, yeah.
If you can't hit 10 out of 10 on the basic cheese scone, which is very hard, and I'm not going to be like shaming any cafes that can't, because I can only think of one that I think does a perfect cheese scone in the classic sense, then you've got to get creative with it. You've got to be adding some accoutrement, you know.
Oh,
and I
agree.
I think the same thing applies to a sweet scone. And I want to see more creative scones, you know. I want to see more sweet scones in the creative field.
I agree. I actually think you can kind of, there's more creative license.
Oh, for sure.
With a sweet scone.
But, you know, it's just like, it's not 1982 anymore. Nah, we're not here for the date scone.
Like, we can do this some really creative stuff.
This isn't the Wamaru tea rooms.
No,
like,
no.
Get your head into the 21st century, man. These guys certainly have done
Oamaru that. Would have nice tea rooms. I just want to put
I think they do. I think it's like the one... I think everyone stops at the Oamaru tea rooms.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're like... Walk along that kind of buffet style. You got your tray sliding along.
Yeah.
There's asparagus rolls, hot chips,
fish. I did for my birthday last year.
Oh, nice. Yeah, where'd you do that?
Actually. I did it at the George.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
nice.
It was good.
Yeah.
It was good.
And another good thing to have at a high tea is a good sweet scone.
Yeah,
jam and cream.
They did actually have a good sweet scone, but you could put the cream on yourself, which was, you know, excellent. Excellent times. Mm. I'd just like to say I've also had only the crust of the scone. Like, I've got a little bit of crust, and there's like, they've crystallized some sugar on there.
Yes. That is a thing I noticed last time I had the scone.
It's crunchy deliciousness, really, right there.
Yeah, for the listeners at home, Liam has the top half of the scone, I have the bottom half of the scone. There's a metaphor in there somewhere.
There's some good jokes in there.
Yeah, but you know, like, too many to pick.
Oh, I love how we both pause there, like,
where do I start, you know?
This is, I love it. The sugar, like, makes it real crunchy.
It's like a creme brulee, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a creme brulee without the creme or the brulee.
Yeah. Wow. Fantastic.
Hit it out of the park.
Yeah.
Any thoughts on what were your, any additions, changes, criticism? I personally don't have any, honestly. I think it's fantastic, but, you know.
Well, I thought it was interesting how, like, they kind of sort of carved a bowl in the middle of the cream to put the compote. Mm. I thought that was interesting. I don't necessarily know if I'd do it that way.
Yeah. It's that fine line between presentation and sort of joie de vivre that you want to give
absolutely.
You know, versus the actual execution and the eating of said scone. Mm. And That's a time old, age old battle that I think cafes deal with in all forms is the presentation versus the execution and the practicality of the matter. But
hey, do you complete side thing? Do you follow are you aware of Hercules Noble, the chef?
Yeah,
his Willett sourdough series. Mm. That's excellent.
Now I'm not sure how I feel about that guy. He seems too Prince Charming for me. In a way that makes me kind of want to, like, throw my phone at a wall.
His voice isn't real.
He knows how he looks, and he knows he's confident, and it's too much for me.
love.
But, right. You know, I'm from Christchurch. Tall poppy syndrome flows through my blood.
Yeah, exactly.
So at the end of the day, it is the end of the day. What are we thinking of giving this scone in a rating sense?
Oh, this is fantastic.
I'm thinking this is easily around the 4.5 to 4.8 mark.
I'm a sucker for a creamy scone like this.
You know, and just for the listeners at home, I paid for this with my own money. This is not an endorsement, and I would be honest. It's a fantastic scone. Get out there and get yourself one. They sell out pretty quick. Yeah. Cafe hasn't got many seats, so it's always jam-packed in there.
Yeah, lovely. Go get yourself something.